Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel, and did you know that one child dies every 90 seconds from water-related diseases? Now, 23 million people in Tanzania alone do not have access to safe, clean drinking water. Now, that's approximately the entire population of Australia, which is crazy. So to help, this Thursday, 98.5 is partnering with Water for Africa to provide clean drinking water to those in need. Now, joining us to talk about it is Tim Healy, a lecturer in theology at Alpha Crucis College. Tim, how are you going?
How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, Beck. Hey, Jazeel. Going really well, thanks.
Now, Tim, we've got to ask straight away, how long have you been involved with Water for Africa?
Well, I first heard about the organization back in 2017, and we began partnering with the organization through the Riverview Children's Foundation. And then in 2018, I had the privilege of traveling over to Tanzania and spending some time with Phil and Julie and the team on the ground and getting to see the work up close and personal for myself. So ever since then, we've been supporting them personally and organizationally and have honestly considered it an immense privilege and pleasure to do so.
Now, we do know that you've gone and witnessed the amazing work of Water for Africa. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was honestly incredibly inspiring. It was one of the most deeply moving experiences of my life. Look, hanging out with Phil and Julie is an experience in itself. They are two of the most remarkable people, incredibly hospitable, loving, generous. Phil is like ridiculously funny. So it is honestly a pleasure and a joy to hang out with them. But seeing the work that they're doing in that part of the world and the impact that it's having on people's lives was nothing short of breathtaking. And I think, you know, we use the term life-changing quite loosely sometimes, but I would say that the work that they're doing there is quite literally life-changing. And in fact, I would kind of go beyond that to say it's life-saving. They are literally helping to prevent people from dying from things like dehydration and, you know, waterborne diseases and a host of other afflictions. So it was deeply and really great to be able to see it firsthand.
I know people might be thinking, Phil, Julie, who are they? They are the founders for Water for Africa. They're doing an incredible job. Tim, when you were over there, what was it like to see and witness people going from dirty water to clean water? Did it bring tears to your eyes? Is there a story that stands out to you?
You can see how it not only improves the quality of their life in the, you know, in the immediate situation, but it means so much to them for generations to come, because it provides them with fresh drinking water. It provides them with the opportunity to then use that water in other ways, you know, for agriculture, for business. It really does have a ripple effect in terms of empowering the community. And so you can see the people value it deeply. And I think striking to me was the cost-benefit ratio, if you like. I think it costs something like $5,000, maybe $7,000 to get a well in the ground. But the impact that $5,000 has is just astonishing, because you are quite literally changing lives, you're saving lives, and you're impacting lives for generations. And that was remarkable to see.
Now, upon your return from Africa, have you found your water habits have changed?
Well, not a whole lot, because we tried to be quite diligent about our water habits, you know, prior to hooking up with Water for Africa. But I'll tell you what we did do. We realized when we got back that we had never given much thought to the quality of water that we drink, and had just assumed that, you know, water here in Perth is top class, and so we had never filtered our water. But we had our water tested and realized that, you know, we could probably do better by putting a filter in. So we put in a filtration system at home, which was probably the one improvement we did as a result of that trip. But generally, we try to have good water habits and teach our children those habits too.
No doubt that filtered water costs a lot more than $2.50, which is how much it takes or costs to provide clean drinking water to those in Tanzania. Be a part of it, family. Before we let you go, Tim, what would you say to someone that is thinking about donating this Thursday?
Well, I reckon it's some of the best investment you can possibly make in terms of cost-benefit ratio, in terms of bang for your buck, for the amount of money that you sow into this particular initiative, into this particular organization, the impact that it makes on the people on the ground is quite profound. And it is a multi-generational impact. It's a multifaceted impact. And I wholeheartedly believe in the work that they're doing there. So I would say jump on board, get involved, give generously. If you ever get the privilege of traveling there like I got, well, grab that opportunity with both hands, because it will be nothing short of life-changing.
Thank you so much. Tim Healy, he is a lecturer in theology at Alpha Crucis College and has experienced a Water for Africa. And as Jazeel says, all it takes is $2.50 and you'll be able to provide safe, clean drinking water for one person in Tanzania. You can head to 98.5.com to make your donation.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.